the avionics industry reacts to TSA's repair station security role. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The Transportation Security Administration recently issued a notice of proposed rulemaking for a takeover by TSA of oversight of security at all FAA-licensed aircraft repair stations. Rick Perry is the Vice President of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association and recently met with AEA members at the organization's West Coast Regional Meeting in Reno, Nevada. Rick, welcome in. I guess you'll be as up on this topic as anybody will.
Definitely spending time wrapped around it.
Rick, let me start by asking you, what is the real scope of this proposed rule? I know that you're going to be approaching it primarily from the standpoint of the folks who work on avionics, but it really has application across the broad spectrum of anybody who works on any kind of aircraft equipment. How deep down does this go for the guy who's down in the corner repairing old Continental E-65s?
Well, and that's the issue is that as the proposal is written today, it applies to all 4,200 repair stations on the FAA's rolls, from the largest 10,000-person shop to the smallest one-person shop.
All right. Now, what exactly is the threat we're looking for here? For example, if somebody is fixing my vacuum pump or rebuilding my carburetor, what in the world does this have to do with terrorism?
At this point, it's unknown. Now, keep in mind that this mandate from Congress came out of the Vision 100 Century of Aviation Reauthorization Act. Oh, goodness, probably, 5 years ago or so. And at that time, we were still reacting to September 11th, and there was a lot of irrational mandates coming out of Congress. And unfortunately, this was one of those knee-jerk reactions, and the threats that Congress was concerned with was from the most reasonable, which is theft of an aircraft, to the most obscure, which was the idea of somebody sabotaging a component with the intent of bringing down an airplane. Certainly not a realistic threat, but in the days after September 11th, there were a lot of things coming out of Congress that were knee-jerk reaction and pretty obscure.
More with AEA's Rick Perry in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, here with Rick Perry of the Aircraft Electronics Association, talking about the coming TSA involvement in security at FAA-licensed aircraft repair stations. Rick, let's talk for a moment. Let's assume for a moment that this is a reasonable threat that we have to think about rationally. What kinds of things could you do to an aircraft? I assume they're thinking in terms of somebody who would be able to bring an aircraft down or take control of it by remote control. What exactly are they getting at here? Do you have any idea of that?
Well, I think you have to look at security. TSA has been linked, clearly to the terrorist threats, international terrorist threats. But I think you have to look at security from the broader perspective of just illicit activities with the aircraft. And we have had airplanes stolen, and certainly a lot of the drug trade south of the borders is performed with stolen airplanes. And so I think that is probably the most prevalent threat that they're trying to deal with. And that is essentially the illicit taking of the aircraft itself, whether it's to transport people, components, things, or to use the aircraft, such as on 9/11 when it was used as a missile or a bomb itself.
All right. So if I understand this correctly, this may have little to do with the actual repair or maintenance work, but much more to do with the security of the shop environment.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you have any early read from your constituent base in AEA about this thing one way or the other?
The response, the early on response is just unbelievable. Another unfunded government mandate, administratively burdensome process that is completely unjustified. And it's hard to argue that one. It really is, because when you look at it, as you say, the avionics industry, it's pretty tough to look at this. But I have to say that TSA is trying, and I really want to give them the credit where it's due on this one, because they are trying. There's a number of things in this proposal that we have our work to do, but they've opened a lot of doors for us that we really have to take advantage of in our commenting process. The first one is that for repair stations that are located at airports that already have security programs, the airport security program meets the requirement for the repair station. Fabulous. We don't have to have redundant security programs.
Mm-hmm.
Very positive move for that. TSA has asked, is this appropriate for repair stations that maintain aircraft under 12,500 pounds? They recognize that the security threat for those airplanes is minimal. The national security threat is minimal. And they're asking the public, do we really need to spend our resources focused on those repair stations? So I think those are really positive steps. The program, unfortunately, the devil's in the details, and they have not published their template security program yet. They have the rule. That's the good news. The bad news is the rule pretty much is going to mandate a TSA template for probably a good 70 or 80% of those 4,000 repair stations. And that's not part of the rule. So we don't know what that looks like yet.
Tomorrow, in part two of this conversation, what exactly will the TSA require of small repair stations? Part two, by the way, is already available on our website if you prefer not to wait. Rick Perry is the VP of Government and Industry Affairs for the Aircraft Electronics Association. Find out more at www.aea.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.